Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Yet Valentine Podcast with your scrammed couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 14th, 2011.
And this is episode 35.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Valentine Podcast.
Yeah, everybody, 5x7 is in the house.
I'm excited to be recording today because it always makes every Monday better.
I know. And it's kind of like we've been horribly busy for the past, I think we talk about that every podcast. We've just been busy.
No, I've been really busy, and I'll be busy all this week, and I cannot wait for vacation.
Which is happening Saturday or Friday.
I start Friday at 4.
Whatever time we walk out. When we get in the car. 3 or 4. When we get in the car, and we're gone.
Yep, and the vacation has started.
Leaving on the jet plane.
So Jason, we're the scrimmed couple.
I did.
Skyrimmed couple. Infected me. And yes. I got Skyrim too. Infected me.
As Randy has said, I've spread disease before.
You have spread disease before. You spread it this past week when you persuaded me to get Skyrim. But we'll talk about that in the gaming section.
Yep.
But
just want to take a quick moment and thank Pretty Lights Music for our intro music and sometimes our other music that we use throughout the show. Want to thank those guys. You can find them at www.prettylightmusic.com. Their albums are free, but donate, pay what you can, as far as that. They have like 10 albums out there, so give those guys a look up and check out their music. They have some good stuff out there.
Yep.
So, on to the weekend.
I love the weekends.
Yep. So, we should just make this last the week wrap up or something.
Yeah,
because we keep going further and further back.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. This past week we traded in, Jay traded in his PSP, which he doesn't play.
Right, my PSP that I was so excited to get.
You were excited to get it.
And I traded that in with all the games that I had.
And we traded in, our old Xbox.
Yep. And the accessories and stuff like that. And we used the money to go towards a new Xbox Kinect bundle at GameStop.
And you got what was it? The bundle was you got Xbox,
Kinect,
and $100 gift card.
Oh yeah, the $100 gift card. So that was really awesome. So we got that, and we got that right before we went to go work out on Wednesday. So we had enough time just to set it up and get out in time.
I know. I made myself go to the gym.
Right.
I have to do that. I have to, like I was telling Jay, I have to have a conscious conversation with myself.
Right.
And say, Renee, why do you not want to go to the gym? Oh, because I'm tired and I had a long day at work. And I would say, Renee, why do you not want to go to the gym? And finally, I get down to the root of the problem is that I'm being lazy.
Right.
So then I say, Renee, get your butt to the gym. And so that's when I go to the gym.
Well, and see, with me, and you know how I am. I'm glad you don't have that conversation with me because I'm like, you have worked hard and you do work hard. And I work hard too. And what we talked about also this weekend was like, when we go work out on the weekends, that has to be like the first thing that we do.
Yeah. Because, I cannot wait until like 3.
Right.
This
because
it's not going to happen.
If we get out and we start doing other stuff, we're just like, meh, our day's already going and we're already being wore out. So we, have to be one of the first things we do. And that's one of the reasons why it's kind of hard for me to work out. You know, when we worked out at Humana, I went in the mornings and you went in the afternoons.
Right.
That's why I went in the mornings because after work, I went through so much stuff. I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't feel like doing that.
And that's why I kind of fell off too. Cause it's like, I mean, I probably go once a week during the week. And I think I'm going to start going Fridays if it's not too horrible for me to go.
Right.
It's like after you worked all day, working out is the last thing on your mind.
Well, you don't have to start this week since we're off next week. So, Then on Saturday we went shopping for, a winter jacket. You know, I have my hoodie and stuff, so I wanted something a little thicker, nothing that didn't look so, urban, a little urban with, when I need to wear like some dress slacks or something like that. So I went to Casual Mail, used my coupon and got another jacket. I just hate how bigger men's clothing are.
We're ripped like off pretty much. They almost jack up the price.
Oh yeah, they jack it up. I mean, that's no. I mean, ifs, ands, and buts. There's no sales. They had
fleece jackets for like $85.
Right.
And that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and it makes me angry. It just makes me want to just roll with my hoodie and just be good with it.
And you can't say it's because of more fabric, because it's not that much more fabric.
Right, right. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then Saturday we also had a visitor.
Yeah, Kim came to visit. She had dinner with us, and Jay made his awesome sloppy joes.
Yes, I did.
And
I was gonna say, if you all remember Kim, she was on the show, you know, sometime in July. We have to have her back on sometime.
Yeah, and it was nice having her.
And we have other people that we want to bring on, and I think once we stop being so busy, we'll
reach out to those. We need to bring Deidre on.
Yep, and Danielle, mm-hmm. and we talked about Bronco. Yeah. Alachia and so many other people. Strumpet.
Wow, we do have a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of people we like to bring on. And there's just a lot of people out there that listen to us and stuff. So
yeah, so it was nice having her here, and it was nice visiting with her, and I don't know. She's cool peep. She can't pick your family, but
right.
Luckily mine's pretty all right.
Yeah, they're pretty all right. And we heard about your dad, speaking of family.
Oh, my God.
And his great, thank Kim, and we thank all the vets out there that are listening.
Yes.
You know that was on Friday, and we thank you for your service that you've done for the country, and we thank you. But and Mr. Crocker, he's a vet also.
Yes, he is a Vietnam vet before I start this story.
Yes, he is. he did a tour on Friday and this whole weekend, I believe.
Yeah, so on Friday, I think it was Friday, I think Saturday too, maybe. But some of the restaurants in the area, they had a limited menu. You could either get a free meal if you were a vet or a discounted meal.
Right.
So my dad, his thinking was, I'm going to go in a restaurant, get a free meal, eat just the sides, take the meat home.
Right.
So he went into Chili's. He went into
Texas Roadhouse.
He went, where else did he go? He went to Famous Dave's. And he went to Hooters.
Yes.
And he would have gone to Applebee's.
But he ran out of time.
So my dad. So they invited us over Sunday, you know, for a meal. And my mom, I don't know how she does it, but she made all that meat from all those places. She heated it up and it tasted good. But
right.
I'm like, my dad is so ghetto, going to all these places, getting free meals. I mean,
hey, but he served his time.
But did he serve four meals time?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he served way more than that.
My dad.
And all the vets have. So
my dad.
But he did wrap it up today by going to the free buffet for the vets at Golden Corral.
So my dad's funny like that.
Yeah. That was awesome.
We just laugh and shake our heads.
Yep. So love you, Mr. Crocker.
Love you, Dad.
Technology.
All right. Last week in tech, and then today in tech.
You made a purchase, didn't you?
Yeah. So today, iTunes Match finally came out 14 days after its due date from Apple. And
was it all you hoped and dreamed?
No, it was not. And it was partly my fault. Because Mr. Galadian or Mr. Casey, he did share a post with me stating that they did end up saying that there was not going to be any streaming with the iTunes Match. So basically what it does is when you sync your account with, you know, your device and everything, it will come back and it'll start playing, but while it's playing, it'll download to your device.
So it's not like Amazon Music.
Right. Or Google Music.
Or Google Music, I mean. Sorry. Right.
It's not like Google Music, or it's not like Amazon Music with, I mean, Amazon Cloud Player for the Android.
Right.
So, no, you cannot stream your...
Well, I was looking forward to it, and to find out that your music's not in the cloud, that's kind of sad.
Right. And
well, I mean, it is in the cloud, but to find out you can't stream it from the cloud.
Right. So, I mean, I can see it working for, you know, if we had, like, an iPad or something like that. We can, you know, do it for that. But for my iPhone, I can't do that because I have the way I do stuff already with all my playlist and everything. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there was no delay or anything like that with it, but I don't know. I was really disappointed. And I have actually the link that Galadian or Casey sent me from Ars Technica explaining some of the details of it. So be wary when you get it. I mean, it is kind of cool if you have a bunch of devices. You can have up to 10 devices on it, and you can upload, you know. Out of the 12,000 songs that we had, it matched over almost 8,000 songs.
I guess it's not bad.
So that was 75%. I mean, that's less time than it took when we was doing Google Music and uploading. Yeah, that's
true. It took forever to get that done.
Right. So basically what it was doing after it tried to match, it was trying to upload them up to... you know, up to the cloud, and I just stopped it. You know, I paid $24.99. I already disabled the auto renewal, so it won't renew next year.
Okay.
I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they'll change something.
Yeah, I would think, I don't know, it should be better.
Yeah, well, they said that's the only way they can do it in order to get the license that they have.
Oh, or
something like
licensing,
that. Right. Yeah. Because basically how they're doing it with the match. They're saying, hey, you know, we want these people to be able to match, you know, just go through their library. This is how we match it. And if they, you know, they have it, we just want to let them be able to use it. They have it already. And that's what the record company signed off on. And so it is what it is, you know, whatever.
So also in technology, we got the Xbox and Kinect, and we got the smaller Xbox, the 4 gig.
Right. And we had to get like a USB pin or something like that. Yeah. If we need more space. But for what we're using it for, which is kind of fitness and stuff like that, and just having a good time with Dance Central and stuff. It's working out great for us, and we enjoy it.
Yeah, and the transferring of the licenses from our old Xbox to our new was a breeze.
Yep.
But they only make it easy once every 121 days. So
right.
If I have to do it again before then,
we have to call in and work with those guys to get it to show up.
So the Xbox is smaller, and we also got the Kinect, and I like the Kinect.
Yeah.
It's, the technology is cool. It's, if you know how to use it, it's really responsive. You gotta be patient sometimes. The microphone, you can't have, we had a sound bar behind.
Right.
The
Kinect.
Yeah. And if it's loud, it can't recognize your voice, obviously.
Right.
So, how do you like the technology? Is it nice?
Yeah, I really am enjoying it and everything, and I'm just having a good time. And, you know, we'll talk about that, you know, Dance Central 2 here in media and stuff, but it's a good workout. It definitely is. And then one of the things that bugged me a little bit with the Microsoft cabling is with their non-HDMI cable, they actually kind of block. The one that we hook up to our, to our soundbar, we need those audio jacks. But the thing in the back of the Xbox covers up the HDMI cable, so it's like you had to use one or the other. So I was looking up online to see what I should do, and people were talking about, oh, you can just sand the piece off that's blocking it. You can take the housing apart. And I'm like, man, I don't want to void the warranty on this new deal. But apparently, you can go get a Mad Catz adapter that will allow you to do it. So that's what I end up having to do. Yeah. You know, went and spent a little bit more money. But in the end, I think it'll pay off if something were to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think so as well.
And thank you for your support, babe. I know when I asked you if you were okay with me popping it off, you said yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay gonna do that.
Hey, we're in this together, right?
Yeah, but then I remember, hey, we do have that gift card. I can just go use that. So, speaking of that gift card, we could get some more games.
Oh, we could.
Media.
I set you up.
You did set me up. It's horrible. So we're going to bring the media to talk about movies, games, books, television shows, and music.
Right. So last week for Movies by Chance, we rolled at 85 and we saw When We Were Kings.
And this is a documentary about the rumble in the jungle between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman.
In Zaire.
In 74.
1974. I wasn't born then.
I was not born then.
I know. So this was a good documentary. I mean, we've seen some documentaries on Muhammad Ali and everything, being from Louisville, Kentucky and everything. But this documentary was done very well. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw some footage I haven't seen before. I think it was really well done.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it a lot.
There was even boobs in there.
Yeah, there were boobs and yeah. Yeah, there's that.
And the thing that I didn't understand was why did they have the boobs in there?
Because they were showing the freedom of that day and how free everybody was.
I guess so, man. Yeah, I guess. But yeah, so. But
We Were Kings, check it out. Even if you aren't a huge fan of documentaries, I really recommend it. It plays out well. The interviews are done well. It has good pacing.
Right.
I definitely recommend When We Were Kings.
All right. And you know, when we rolled for this last week, mm-hmm. there was somebody else famous that watched it and talked about on their famous morning show, Mr. Scott Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. And
I was like, I think he listens to the show.
And we were like, no, he doesn't. But it just so happened that he watched it at the same time when we were rolling.
Right. So
time to do this week. All right. You all set?
Yep. We have 170. We have 170 to go, so how many times are we going to roll that? I guess go ahead and do, well, we'll do it 8 times again if it's 150, and then we'll definitely you know, have to roll one more time.
All right, you ready?
Let me see if my lid's out. Go for it.
All right. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
That doesn't count.
15.
All right.
13.
All right.
18.
Okay.
5.
All right.
17.
Okay.
12.
12.
2.
2.
One more?
Yep.
12.
All right, go ahead and roll one more, and then that'll be the bonus one.
19.
All right.
I rolled high rolls this time.
Oh.
Is that, and so, you said the bonus one? So, what's the bonus one? The odd or even one?
Well, that's the one if we have 150 off the ones you gave us. So, let me add these up real quick.
Okay.
17, 12. All right, so that's 94.
Okay, so it's 94?
That's 94. And then Random Org has 19. Boom, boom.
Okay.
All right, so roll.
I'm rolling.
And then odd is dice. Even is web. Okay.
Odd is what?
If you roll an odd, it's going to be what you wrote. It's going to be 94.
One.
That's odd. That's again. 94.
So what's 94?
94 is... Oh, I've been wanting to watch this. It's IP Man 2.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Ip Man.
Yeah, sorry. I messed
that
up.
I like IP Man 2.
Yeah.
Ip Man 2 is a sequel to Ip Man.
Yeah, and we've already seen Ip Man, and we just... Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, and you probably wonder why we wait so long to see movies that we really want to see. We just don't have time, so this kind of works for us.
Right, right.
It forces us to watch them, but we have fun while we're watching them. So
I'm curious what 19 was. I'm going to see.
Are you going to see what fate kept us from watching?
Oh, it was 24. God. We still didn't finish the last season.
What was 24?
24.
Oh, the show. I thought you were talking about a role. So, yeah, we still would see. Yeah. If we had rolled it, I would have made us finish watching 24.
We would have been like, nah. Do you remember when
we went on our 24 binge? Oh, it was so funny.
And we're like on show 5 in season 8, and we're kind of like, meh.
There's a lot of shows left in that season.
I know. I'm sitting here looking, and we have 6 to 24. What's that?
That's
18. 19, something like that.
Ugh.
Well, anyway. Yeah.
So it worked out. Ip Man 2. So that's for next week.
Oh, man. I can't wait to talk to my coworkers about that.
Yep. And then we watched something else new. Something you've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah. We watched Hell on Wheels. It's the new AMC Western that comes on after Walking Dead. And
do you think it replaces or it gives you a Deadwood fix?
It gives me it. Soothes the pain. It doesn't take the pain away.
They're so sad Deadwood is gone.
Right, right. I mean, it's almost like if a good show that was very similar to Firefly came out, it wasn't quite as good as Firefly, but it is good. It's kind of one of those things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not Deadwood, but it's good enough, you know. And so far, the pilot was pretty good, and we have one more to watch tonight. That came on last night. Yep. So I'm curious to see how it's received in the public. Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what the reviews are. But I thought it wasn't bad. And they don't pull punches as AMC does not do. They don't tend to pull any.
I know. Somebody punches, got called the N-word right off the bat. I'm like, what?
Realistic.
Yep. And then we got an email this week. And you were super excited for a minute.
I got the email for the Spool Tour beta, and I was like, yay. But then everybody was like, it's just the weekend.
What do they call it when they
have a lot of people?
It's the weekend stress test.
Stress test.
That is coming sometime soon.
I said coming soon.
So it's going to be on weekend. I hope it's
upcoming. So was it this past weekend? Are you sure it wasn't this past weekend?
It was not this past weekend.
Okay.
Well, because I got the same email, babe.
I know, but I didn't know if you had tried.
No, I didn't. No.
See, you didn't even try.
Because I went to the source. I asked Galadian. Okay. I said, Galadian, I got an email. He said, oh, you got the same one that everybody else is getting. If you put in your pre-order code before the 11th of November, you got an email.
Okay.
So
was it a mistake?
No, it wasn't a mistake. They're letting people know that you'll be in the all pre-order stress test beta on a soon up and coming weekend.
Okay.
And hopefully it's not the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Of course it will be.
If they do that, that is the stupidest thing that BioWare has done.
No, it makes sense. People don't have to work. People have long weekends.
But people are, it's a weekend that they're going to be with family and stuff. They're going to be out traveling.
Well, I guess they think about people who aren't traveling, people who are
Not a stress test, babe. I mean people, kids have ordered it and they're gonna be out, their family ain't gonna let them play. They're not gonna be dumb. It's gonna be the weekend, not after Thanksgiving, but probably the weekend after that. And or I highly doubt it's gonna be this weekend. I highly doubt that.
Probably not.
But anyway, I'm following the community manager from Rockjaw. His name is Rockjaw on Twitter. He's a community manager for SWTOR, or Star Wars The Old Republic, and he doesn't have a date yet.
Okay.
So, there are a lot of people asking.
I might dive in and try a character to see if I want to buy it when it comes out.
Right, and also to help them out stress testing, and we can gripe and complain. But like, oh man, I know, can't get you, in the server.
I know, it's locked up.
This is going to suck. I'm not buying this game.
So, into the meat of our media.
You know
section.
What? I am not going to hog the show with this.
Oh, you're not going to be all Skyrim for half an hour?
No, I'm not going to do that. But I did buy Skyrim for the PC. I actually pre-ordered it, like 3 or 4? Well, it was 9 hours before it actually dropped.
So what changed your mind?
I read an article that video game writers did, and it was an in-depth article. And the thing that got me, I'm going to see if I can pull it up here. There was one line, videogamewriters.com. And these folks wrote an excellent article on Skyrim. And hold on. Can you help me out, babe?
What? What am I looking for?
Talk with me. Let's talk with you.
Oh.
And
sorry.
And I should.
I thought you were bringing it up.
No, I have it, but I'm scrolling through real quick.
Okay. So.
And so basically,
I was like, man, I don't need it.
But the gist of the article was, that was Wednesday, so I ordered it on Thursday. Wait a minute. So it's Thursday. Oh.
Thursday? Oh, you found it? Oh. There's probably been a lot of people writing about Skyrim since then. So
no, it's the... Well, anyway, basically what the people said was, for people that did not like any of the previous Elder Scrolls games, they have made some complete changes that would make you love, you know, Skyrim and everything.
Okay, so yeah.
And it was very compelling.
Because you bought Oblivion.
Yes, I bought Oblivion when we got our Xbox the first time. And I was so excited to play Oblivion because I've heard so many people talking about it and how amazing it was and everything. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Da, da, da. And then I get it. You know, I play, you know, a few hours into it and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Yeah. Well, granted, you got it on the Xbox and that game was probably better played on a PC.
I don't know, but I was just looking at it. Oh, it was the video review. You mean put this in the show notes?
Sure.
No.
That sounds good. Someone might want to see what persuaded you.
Yeah. So basically it says, for those who found themselves unable to get into previous Elder Scrolls games, this is certain to win you over because they changed the feature mechanics, walk a perfect balance of tired and true favorites mixed with new improvements. The main quest is rich and rewarding, but the side content is, as always, where the game shines. And that's so true. I mean, you haven't even started the main quest yet, have you?
No.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people, because some people are like, you know, I haven't seen a dragon yet. And there's a reason why, you know?
Can we pause for just a quick second?
We sure can.
All right, thanks.
And we're back. So, one of the things out there about that also was true with Skyrim. If you happen to get Skyrim for the Xbox, you might want to not install it on your hard drive just yet.
Why is that?
There is an issue with the graphics.
They aren't as good as they should be?
Right. So when you're installing your hard drive, you actually lose some textures.
Oh, okay.
And they're actually in the process of making a fix. And I'll also include that in the show notes. They actually had it out there at on Video Game Writers. I'm gonna have to
that's good
subscribe
to know.
to this blog here.
Oh, I don't need any more games. But
well,
yeah.
it's more so for, you know, just overall information. They talk about all things video games, so.
Yep, so Jay infected me to get Skyrim. Her says great things, and that's my kind of game. So, let's just say it's like, I was like, I'm level 3, and I haven't even seen the main town yet. It's like, there's so much exploration you can do. And when I mean you can pick up everything, you can pick up everything from a wooden bowl to a basket and a broom. And you know you won't need that broom later.
Right.
So I have to temper myself not to grab everything. And the things you kill drop lots of loot. So right. You have to decide what to leave and what to keep. So
yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's a good
but
game.
But it's a fun game.
And it's not one of those games that you go in and you hurry up and finish it.
No, it's not like Uncharted 3.
But right. So it's like
that's
I said,
saying that it's bad at those kind of games. It's just different kinds of games.
Right. So like like they said, the meat of the game is in the side quest. You know, so, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm excited to try these side quests. And, I mean, it's just a lot to do and a lot to discover. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. So,
yep.
Yeah. Check it out. So, let's move on to Uncharted, baby.
Yeah, Uncharted. I got a big chunk in Uncharted. And holy crap, this game has gotten even better. I love this game. So, I just put it on the show notes to remind people to try it out. And you don't have to get 2, but it makes it better for play 2, because 2 is an awesome game as well. So
yeah, I'm kind of sad I didn't watch from the very beginning like I usually do when you play games.
Well, I can always start over.
No, you don't have to start over. I'm gonna start watching unless I'm playing Skyrim. And then you also beat a game this weekend.
I beat a game. Yes.
What game was that?
Portal.
Yeah. So
welcome
what did
to
you
2007.
Think? What did you think?
It was really good. It was one of those games that's really hard to put down. Right. And I was like, I don't want to be at the end.
Right, right.
And it's really fun. And the end wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. There were other things that were harder than the
yeah.
end boss.
But yeah, it's more of the, you know, the urgency and it's yeah. timed. And
but I love GLaDOS. Her voice is awesome.
Right.
So,
yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, so now on to Portal 2.
Yep, whenever that may be.
Yeah, yep. So,
and we got a new game to go with our new Xbox and Kinect.
Yep, that was Dance Central 2.
And holy crap, this game is fun.
And this game will give you a workout.
Oh my gosh, it is even on easy, the dances they have you do, if you're out of shape like we are.
Like, yeah. Usually like me.
Yeah, like we are. It really gives a good workout. And the dances aren't super cheesy. And they're like real dances that somebody would do,
right.
You know, so it's really fun. Like, and they have a lot of songs that we like. They have a lot of R&B and rap on there, mm-hmm. which is good, because that's one of the things I didn't like about Guitar Hero so much. Everything was all rocky, which makes sense. Cause rock music, you know,
right.
Rock band.
But it was good. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, but it was nice to have like a little change of pace and go into Dance Central too. So they have all kinds of stuff. They have Lady Gaga, Willow Smith, Mary J. Blige. We even bought some songs.
Digital Underground.
Yep. And we bought what are the 2 songs we bought?
We bought the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
And we bought Word Up, didn't we?
Word Up by Cameo. Yep, we did. Tell me what's the word? A Word Up.
But yeah, because we danced to it last night.
Yeah, and we were like,
yeah. We're going to dance to one more before we. And then I did a dance off with Kim.
Yo, that was so funny, that guys. You all should have seen this. And so in the dance
like
battle mode.
It was like David and the Goliath. And
yeah,
I was Goliath.
They like really have to do a dance battle. Like at different times, the spotlight is on them. And then there's one part in the battle where the moves come up and whoever can do the most, the fastest, gets the points. And it was just really funny.
Oh, gosh. It was awesome. Hilarious.
I was cracking up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I plan to play more of that, especially on days where I can't get to the gym. I can do like a half hour of that and pass out.
Right. Totally. And you sold L.A. Noire.
I did. I sold it through Glide.
Yeah, because we actually took that with us up to GameStop.
Yeah.
And we're like, how much can we get for this? Oh, $6.
$6. I said, psh. So I brought it home, put it up for Glad. I sold it for $18 with $14 as a proceeds, which I say is much better
yep.
than $6.
Yep.
So it's good.
It's good.
I added that to my, what did I sell? Uncharted 2.
Yep.
So I think I might sell one more game on there. I know.
We should try to sell Oblivion. I wonder how much we can sell Oblivion for.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Probably like $4. But I was thinking, I'm reluctant to sell games because of DLC now. A lot of times they sell DLC after the games come out. And I don't want to, you know, miss out on the DLC if I sell the game back.
Well, are you going to go back and play DLC for
LA
Noir?
Okay, that would not so much. But for like Red Dead Redemption,
yeah.
I want to play the zombie one.
Right. So that's why. And that's why I'm still sitting there. I can't see you. Not saying anything bad about you, but I can't see you going back and playing L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
I mean, because I mean, all it's going to be is just more cases. And it's
yeah,
like, okay.
Yeah, I've already done the cases.
So. You know, but, you know, Red Dead Redemption, you know, it's kind of more
it was like
of
a whole new thing.
Right,
know?
Right. So I can understand that.
So I have to be sure that I don't want the DLC for a game before I sell it back.
Like, right.
So, and then.
I picked up an album today.
You did.
On off of Amazon MP3. Their deal is they did a kind of a pre-sales of an album with Betty Wright. For those that don't know who Betty Wright is, she did a song. Here it is. Yep, so she did a song Clean Up Woman from in the early, like in the 72,
yep.
1972.
Yep, and that was one that's been sampled over and over, so you probably heard the beat somewhere.
Right, and so basically she did an album with The Roots, and she did a lot of with other people. So she's on here with Betty Wright. She, you know, she's doing all of them, has The Roots backing her up, and The Roots is an awesome group. So she has Snoop. She's doing some stuff with Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne, Robert the Messenger Bosman.
Oh, nice.
Joss Stone, Lenny Williams. So, I mean, 14 tracks, it was $3.99.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and it sounds really, really good. I mean, you know, everybody that loves the neo soul and stuff like that definitely picked this up, because this is the original, you know, one of the original soul sisters out there. So
that's right.
Yep. And
there's some sad news in the music world.
Yep. Last week, Heavy D passed away at the age of 44.
He was so young.
Yeah. Said he was going up the steps and lost his breath. And they believe, you know, he had pneumonia or something like that.
Yeah, I think he said he had a heart attack.
Right. Well, he had pneumonia also.
Oh, okay.
Or something. He had some other chest stuff going on, but he did end up having a heart attack.
Yeah, and I mean, even if you, you know, weren't into his music, I mean, most people at least heard of him.
Right.
I mean, so, he was a big influence.
Bum diddly 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 dee. The overweight lovers in the house, you know.
So, I mean, yeah. So, R.A.P. Heavy D.
Definitely. And with that, we'll be going into the food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. I'm going to say this right here. It is hot up in Louisville, Kentucky today.
Yep. It is.
It is like 73 degrees, and that's hot for right now. And, you know, I have jogging pants on. And I haven't had the heat on, but, you know, I didn't have the air on either. I probably could have. So, today's music for food, we're doing The Mansur's Dilemma by Darren Knob. This is from the Bastion original soundtrack, the game.
Which I still need to finish.
Right. So, this week, on Saturday when Kim came over.
Kim made chili.
She made some awesome chili.
And it's something that Jay would love because it is a little spicy.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't too spicy, but it was good.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't too spicy for you?
No. I liked it. And Kim and y'all were like, oh, you better watch out. It's a little spicy. I was like, come on, guys. Really? Come on. Not that much of a wuss.
Yeah.
You got to give me something.
Well, you know, after the rice casserole, you know.
Yeah. Shut up. And it was so funny. You and Kim both don't like a lot of beans in your chili, so you love that it didn't have beans.
Oh,
in it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'll eat them, but if you ask me, do I want beans or not, I'm going to tell you no beans.
I love beans, so I always add beans in my chili, but yeah. I have to remember that. Well, you can always do what my dad does. He picks them all out and puts them right into my mama's bowl.
Yeah.
You could do that, too.
No, I'm going to keep them, so I'll keep my beans.
Oh, okay. And then I made another, like, I made a recipe that I haven't made before, but I've made it before. It's not the exact same recipe. I made barbecue chicken pizza, and it
was delicious.
It was good. But by now, it's pretty standard. I know what needs to go on barbecue chicken pizza. So I think I don't need a recipe unless I find one that's so different that I want to try it. But it's pretty standard, you know, barbecue sauce, chicken, onions, cheese.
Right.
Sometimes peppers. So, yeah. So, but it was really good. And then Jay made his famous
Sloppy Joe's. Because we had Kim. Yep. We had Kim over.
So we needed something that didn't have any cheese in it.
Right.
Which is rare because we put cheese in everything.
Right. So we decided to make the Sloppy Joe's. And it was funny because she said y'all never really had Sloppy Joe's as a kid.
No, we really didn't have it a lot.
Right. So
I think it's why I love yours so much.
Yeah, and plus I put extra brown sugar in there for you guys too. So
yeah, he always jokes about how my family, we always like everything super sweet.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But it's good that way.
So I got to make that, and then last night you made a cheesy pasta bake.
Was it good?
It was great, and that was me unplugging my phone. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, so I mean it's pretty basic when you get down to it. It's rainbow rotini.
Right.
And pasta sauce and onions, red peppers, like a Italian blend of cheeses and Italian spices and seasonings. But yeah. And then I put it in a dish and I sprinkled cheese on top and baked it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Had it for dinner. So I had it for dinner yesterday. I had some for lunch today. And then...
Really? We still have a ton left.
I know.
Well, I'll take some for lunch tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm eating.
Yeah. Let's find something for you to eat tomorrow. You've had like three times straight.
So. It's awesome. Not only do you think I don't like it, but I do.
I know. Well, if you have something three times in a row, I don't expect you to have it again. So.
Right. And you made some awesome donut muffins.
Oh, they're so good. These are muffins. Well, all right. So I saw the idea on one of my websites, and it called for a mini muffin tin. I was like, I don't have a mini muffin tin. Perfect excuse to go get one. So... went and got a mini muffin tin, and then I needed the little liners to go in them. Went to Walmart, no liners. I was like, what? Called Kroger, no liners, what? So I had to go to Meijer. Jay downplays Meijer.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You did.
No, I didn't. Okay. I said I was going to.
Oh.
You can't put me in jail on intent. Unless it's drugs, intent to sell, or if I'm trying to kill somebody.
Well, this is bad. You diss Meijer. But so Meijer had the mini cupcake liners, and these little mini muffins taste just like a donut. And I dipped
donut
the tops.
Donut holes.
Yeah, they taste like little donut holes. And I dipped the tops in melted butter and roll that in a cinnamon sugar mix. And they really taste like donuts once you let them cool. That's when they really get the donut taste. And they were really good. And the problem with having little mini muffins, you can pop them in your mouth. And so you just kind of keep eating them like that.
Right.
Oh, and with the Sloppy Joe's, we had veggie chips.
Oh, yeah.
And these are chips made from spinach, tomatoes, and potatoes. And they weren't bad. Tasted almost baked, but they weren't too bad. So
yeah, they were definitely good. They were definitely good. I was quite surprised, but they weren't that much different than the hickory barbecue ones.
Yeah, they have almost the same amount of fat and calories. So probably with the barbecue ones, just because they taste better. So
All right. Well, cool. Well, with that, we're gonna be moving on to some odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
All right, odds and ends. I just want to send a quick shout out to some of our people out there that listen to us and stuff like that. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I should say about Alicia.
Has like one of the biggest hearts of anybody that I've ever met.
Right.
And she's always so selfless, and she's always, you know, worried about other people. And, you know, she never really talks about her problems because she's always worried about other people.
Right.
So I really, really love Alicia. She's awesome.
Right. And so this morning when she got up, did you, I hope this, which one did you put in there for the notes?
I put the one from the 9th.
From the 9th. Okay. So I can really
there
say.
There are no other ones.
Yep. There was one today.
Really?
So she didn't tag it right, but it's fine. She said, tonight is at Valentine night. Hubby is out of town, so tonight will be filled with crafting, farming, AH, and the Valentines.
Oh.
She said, slash hugs.
That's awesome.
Yep. And
thanks,
so,
Alicia.
Yep. So I told her that we loved her and we're glad that, you know, we could be a part of her evening. I know we're not a replacement for Caleb and everything.
But, you know, maybe we'll blunt the edge.
Right, right. So Twitter is now import your contacts from my account.
Hmm?
Twitter is doing something new where they can
import, what are they doing?
They can import your contacts from your, like, my, they're asking me to import my contacts from Gmail.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What they doing? Well, so Alicia, I hope you're having a good evening and just want to let you know that the Valentines love you. And
yeah,
also,
of course we do.
A quick shout out to Shell, the maker of our Jane caps.
Yep. We...
Go ahead.
Oh, no. You go on.
No, I was just saying, I hope she's enjoying her gift that we sent her.
Yep, we sent her some Derby pie.
Yeah, some
and,
Kentucky, some Kentucky stuff.
Some Kentucky stuff.
Right, right. So, I hope you're enjoying that, and thank you so much for our hats. They are definitely warm, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on my hat.
I love my hat.
I do, too.
I can't wait for it to get cold, because it's not cold enough for the
I
hats
know,
right now.
But you know what? This is what, how it was 2 years ago when we got married. You know, it was all warm and stuff, so... You know, maybe on Tuesday after our anniversary, our second 2 year anniversary is coming up on Monday. It will turn cold. So with that, we'll get to
Podcast of the Week.
All right. So last week we had ran a podcast and we asked you all, you know, to help us out and tell us podcasts that you listen to. And Mo Halen, he replied back to us and he told us about a podcast called Pop Spotting. And Pop Spotting's with Jen and Ryan. And it's a pop culture blog and show by Jen and Ryan. Longtime podcasters based in Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii.
So jealous.
I know.
Pop Spotting covers movies, television, music, books, art, tech, and pop culture news. Reader and listener participation are a key part of the show with regular and special segments, including contests and trivia.
That sounds like a fun podcast.
It does. And I haven't had a chance to listen to it since... Mo has told us about it. I've been super busy, but it is on my list to listen to tomorrow and catch up. And the show is like 30 minutes, you know, at the most. And I listened to the first part of it today, and I'm really digging Jen and Ryan. They got some chemistry going on there that you kind of want to have when you're podcasting with a partner or something like that.
Yep.
So
look forward to hearing more from Pop Spotting.
Yep. You can find them at popspotting.net and also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, where you can also find at Valentine Blog. So thanks, Mo. All right. So Mo, yeah, that's where Mo has said, you two check out Pop Spotting. Good people covering almost everything from Hawaii. Recommend all episodes. All right, so we have had some people...
Contact us, damn it!
Yes!
Some people did contact us, damn it.
Yes, they did. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, Zerby said, okay, if I'm listening to the At Valentine podcast... if listening to the At Valentine blog podcast isn't set this day right, I'm catching in a mulligan and starting over.
You know what a mulligan is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then he said... To Aprilian, luckily it's having the desired effect. Smile on my face and laughing as I work.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Hopefully we'll be able to see you during the holidays. If we can cross paths on Saturday. Or if you're coming through before we leave, that's a possibility. And Alicia, 13, said, at Valentine, she says, hugs to the Valentines. I listen to Mondays. Monday night as hubby worked late and I powered level inscription. Hashtag love Valentine's.
Aww.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Loving people love us. Yeah. We love love.
Yep. So you too can contact us and you can
Damn
reach
it.
Us by email. Let's say, oh, you said damn it.
I did.
You can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com. The podcast for the feed is at valentineblog. And each time that I said at valentine, that is literally at valentine blog or at valentine.
Yep. And if you want to tweet Jay and tell him how awesome he is, you can tweet him at the cowboy. That's thecowboi. And if you want to tweet me and tell me how annoying I am, you can tweet me at the ice flow.
You got that mixed up.
THEICEFLOW.
That's the other way. And they were like, Renee, you too good. It's like Muhammad Ali. You know, like he was who was talking to Carl Cassell?
George Cassell.
George Cassell.
I think.
And when he was seeing him at the award show, he said, man, I hope I look your age when, you know, you don't even look 62. You look amazing. And he goes off to the bathroom and he turns to his wife and is like, how you staying with that old man? You know.
That was funny.
You know, you can't be mad at him, man. He, no. He is, he needs
no. Howard Cassell.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I think. Well, I'm really bad at it.
One of the sports announcers that are famous,
what is famous.
So, in memory of Heavy D, we're actually been going out with one of his songs, Got Me Waiting, from I can't remember the album name, but it's one of his.
I love that one.
It's one of his favorite, one of my favorite songs, and one of Renee's is all. Too. So. We'll see you all next week, and we love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Kind of digging me, but every time you see me, world is born, you be ignoring me. I know your name, yes I do, because your girls told me. I know where you live, you wanna bet, because your girls showed me. But I parlay and stay out of your way, figuring I won't be ignorant and catch you the next day. When I'm in focus, I notice you only move with a chosen few. Irreplaceable, what's up with insatiable you? I never figured you for the quiet type, on the down low, the low profile type. I always thought you was a rah-rah mama, stirring up crazy confusion, causing drama. What's the matter, huh? Cat got your tongue, or some Mac got you strung, or maybe I ain't the one. I wanna know, cause if I don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
Got me waiting.
Trying to figure your game, what's your angle? Tell me where you're coming from. The whole picture is strange, so I'm digging the frame, because I like what I see and I want some. So tell me what's your plot, what's your plan? You're looking for a brother to get got. I'm not your man, but believe in me, you want to be with me, but you won't even talk to me to tell me what it is you see in me. I gotta hear it from your girls uptown, but word got around from my crew in Brooklyn and in the boogie down. Said you had a thing for me, and what would it take for a date? And wait, swing with me. I got your card, you're playing hard to get. I'm long and I'm strong, and if it's on, I keep it soft and wet. Let me know, cause if you don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
Hey, yo. Got me waiting.
Look at all the
swinging in the party. I never stumble cause I'm humble and I'm ready to rap. You got me feeling like I'm sleeping and it's keeping me trapped. But still and all, you want to stall and have a fella on layaway. Frontin' for nothing like it's something for me to stay away. Emotional trips get a grip because I'm losing it. Ideas were clear, had it in gear, now you're confusing it. I had the thought that you were caught and you were going steady. Wasn't checking for me cause you had a friend already. But I'ma put it all aside, cause God is my guide. Swallow my pride, strive, and follow my guide. Let me know, cause if you don't, it's gonna haunt me. Your word up, you got me thinking you want me.
Your love.